Welcome, welcome, welcome to this here podcast called, yep, you guessed it, Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and my friends, are you prepared? Because we're tackling some serious touchscreen technology in this week's podcast. Okay, actually, probably not really tackling, because that would be messy and probably cost a lot of money. Anyway, let me bring in John Broad and Kelly Ingram from Sima Nanotech. This Singapore-based company unveiled some seriously large touchscreens at CES this year, which included their Santé ProTouch module, which is the industry's first high-performance projected capacitive solution for large format touchscreens. All right, let's get started. Hi, John and Kelly. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Amelia.
Yeah, thank you.
So, John, for my audience who may not know, what does Sima Nanotech do?
Well, we have a 12-year history. We started off as a nanomaterials research company. We then commercialized our unique method of producing a range of nanometal. We have since formulated, specifically focusing on silver, a very unique process to self-assemble our nanoparticles into a transparent conductive coating that brings really new level of conductivity, transparency, and optics to the display industry. We then had a very, very clear focus on large format touchscreens, and we were able to take our transparent conductive films and put together a large prototype that we were able to get into Foxconn, which loved it, and we immediately started a collaboration. And after about 18 months, we are now in full commercial production of what we think is the world's first very commercially manufacturable in very large mass production PROCAP touchscreens, or very identical technology to your iPhone and iPad. But we're making these even up to 104 inches large. So we're commercial on a 42-inch, 55-inch, 65-inch. We're launching 70 and even 84-inch later this quarter. So we have really transformed from a nanomaterials company into a fully integrated supplier and partner with Foxconn to provide the world's first competitively priced large format touchscreens.
Okay, Kelly, so you guys unveiled recently at CES some cutting edge touchscreen technology. Tell my audience more about that.
Yes, we are very excited to be at CES this year. To John's comments, we're unveiling basically supersized iPads, if you will. So what we showed was a 40-inch that basically has the same functionality as your iPad, but could be integrated into your coffee table. And so you could actually take a pencil and write on it and doodle notes or organize pictures. Or our favorite app was online shopping, where you could pull up three catalogs at a time and shop to your heart's delight and all integrated into your coffee table. And we see that touchscreens are going to be everywhere as they become the performance and the price points enable them to come into the home. We also are showing some new technologies for office and business collaboration. We had a 65-inch large format touchscreen that will replace that projector and projector screen. You can actually do video conferencing. You can actually write notes back and forth or PowerPoint diagrams, and you can actually notate them on both sides, you know, at real time with this type of touch technology. And so we see that this will make inroads into kind of the conference room market. In addition, we are showing a 40-inch Digi Easel, which was launched with our partner InFocus in the U.S. Those are on sale right now. You can go to the InFocus website, and they'll be launching a broad product line with our technology going after the collaboration and business markets. We had a great response at CES, and we're really excited for even the next set of demos that we're going to be unveiling.
That sounds super cool, Kelly. I'm sorry I missed that. So, John, let's talk about the future. Where do you see the future of touchscreen technology headed?
Well, I think we've all seen this unbelievable transformation of how we live and play and interact, communicate. And keep in mind, you know, the iPhone is, what, 5-7 years old? It's just unbelievably recent that this transition has occurred. And then when they unveiled the tablet, of course, that completed that mobile device suite of how we're able to, again, communicate, collaborate, play, shop, everything changed. So now we expect and foresee that this can now potentially even come into the home as large format now becomes priced appropriate to what we feel a consumer would be able to bring into their home. And we expect that in addition to everything that your mobile device is doing now in large format, even additional things can come into play. I had one of the large devices at my home the other night. We had four little children, and watching them play video games on that device was a radically different experience than what I see when my kids play on an iPad or a phone when it's on a one-to-one basis. They were arguing, laughing, playing, competing. It was really, really fun to watch. So I think that the collaboration where families can sit down and play conventional board games, maybe on a 55-inch touchscreen table, is really, really the next generation of where touch can come. So it's everything that we've already seen with handhelds, but now moving into large format collaborative space. And for me, that's very exciting. I think education can have a very, very different experience with touch than it has had to date. So I think that that's the key, is collaboration and interaction now using this really, really cool touch technology.
When John and I were talking, we were starting to call it social technology. So technology that makes us more social and broadens our collaboration.
I think you are right, Kelly. You're right on the money with that. Well, guys, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know that Sima Nanotech is based in Singapore, so the next time that I get to visit your fair country, what is the one thing that I absolutely should eat?
Oh, you have to try the chili crab. It's the national dish of Singapore, and it is, my mouth's watering even thinking about it. It's just phenomenal. Chili crab.
Yeah.
On the water.
And I was just about to ask that. So chili crab on the water, I'm there.
Yeah, no name seafood right down on the water.
Perfect. I am there. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, John and Kelly.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And now it's time for a little, and yes, I mean little, tiny, in fact, the size of a grain of rice, actually, news you may have missed. Let's talk about pain management. We have all had in our lives, probably at some point or another, dealt with some kind of pain management. That time I broke my foot playing mini golf, that was painful. And not just to my ego. But what we're talking about here is chronic pain. That foot injury did go away eventually after the first couple weeks of high school were over. Anyway, now, if you're suffering from some kind of ongoing chronic pain and you need a long-term solution, say as a result from an injury or surgery or various health conditions, you may be prescribed a neurostimulator, which is a surgical implant that triggers mild electrical signals to block pain signals from reaching the brain. Now, if you have a neurostimulator, you won't actually feel pain, just a tingling or numbing sensation. But if you have one of these neurostimulators for a long time, here comes the rub. Since they work on batteries, and every few years, yep, you'll need an additional surgery to replace the batteries. Great. Well, here comes that grain of rice I mentioned earlier. A unique collaboration between the Agency for Science, Technology, and Research's Institute of Microelectronics and BioSpark Technologies in Singapore are looking to eliminate that extra surgery and those pesky batteries once and for all. This team, by leveraging IME's expertise in neural stimulation research and ASIC design, and BioSpark's expertise in research and technology commercialization of implantable wireless diagnostic and treatment devices, have created a wireless pain management implantable device. This device, which measures about 12 millimeters long, is surgically implanted into the patient near the spinal nerves and can deliver electrical pulses that effectively block pain signals coming from the source of pain while being powered wirelessly in real time. This team at IME and BioSpark are looking to launch a functional prototype in a year's time, followed then by clinical trials. This new device is not only a revolutionary development in pain management, but I think it's a sign of the future of technological advancement in medicine that can leverage both highly efficient wireless data transmission and ultra-low power signal acquisition. I can only imagine where we can go from here. Oh, and as a side note, if either SEMA Nanotech or the Agency for Science, Technology, and Research Institute of Microelectronics would like to fly me out to Singapore for some chili crab, report on these amazing technological advances, I'm absolutely game. And I prefer Singapore Airlines. I'm just saying. Now let's talk about emulation. Hey, don't go. It's really not all that bad. I mean, I know. Emulation is a tricky game. You certainly need to do it for those big old SoC designs. But geez, does it really need to be so expensive, so proprietary, and so scale sensitive? But what if there was another way? Another way to emulate even the world's most challenging, complex IC designs. Well, my friends, there is. Let me introduce you to Cadence's Palladium Z1 Enterprise Emulation Platform. In my most recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled, Introducing Palladium Z1 Enterprise Emulation Platform, imagine that, I sit down with Chalk Talk veteran Frank Schirmeister of Cadence Design Systems and talk about this robust data center class emulation system, which is designed with the capacity and scalability required for today's most challenging designs. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, by heading on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal, or by navigating on over to the on-demand section of eejournal.com. And the chalkboard introduction for this one is pretty gosh darn funny, if I do say so myself. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, yes, you can join our circle on Google Plus as well. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com. or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of January 29th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.